Now, while most of us are celebrating, close to 100 volunteers are spending their Australia Day helping out farmers who've been hit hard by bushfire and drought. A convoy of more than 8 semi-trailers, 12 trucks and 40 utes and four-wheel drives are carrying hay and fodder to the Victorian town of Scottsburn. Need for Feed is the not-for-profit group behind this extremely generous gesture, and Graham Cockrell is the Need for Feed founder and coordinator. He joins me on the line. G'day, Graham.
How are you, mate?
Happy Australia Day to you.
You too.
Quite an interesting way of spending this day.
It is, and we put it across on a Facebook message just after New Year, looking for a unique way to spend Australia Day. Why not think about helping fellow Aussies who are doing it a bit tough.
And so you've loaded up the trucks and the utes and the four-wheel drives and everything else, and you're helping out farmers who've been hit by Mother Nature, but not just in one way, in a couple of ways, bushfire and drought.
Yeah, we're in an area that was suffering from drought anyway, and then they've got hit by bushfires just before Christmas. And then I guess up in Sydney, or New South Wales anyway, you would have heard about the fires down on the Great Ocean Road, the River and all that are probably still burning now and took out a fair few houses. But the fire up here, the worst of it was over a couple of days, and then there was fires at Barnawatha near Albury the next day, which was a bigger fire. Less houses burnt, but and then almost straight after the Wye River fires, and we felt these guys had been a bit forgotten up here.
How do these farmers react when they realise that you guys have given up Australia Day to come and help them out?
We've just driven down the main street of Buninyong, which is the nearest town, and that's just south of Ballarat. We've had a police escort down from North Ballarat to there because they knew we were coming, and so many vehicles. We've had over 50 vehicles in the convoy. And, the locals are standing out cheering and clapping and people tooting their horns. And it's just pretty emotional and, it's quite impressive.
Well, mate, we appreciate everything you've done, and it's examples like this that really make Australia great. So thank you so much. Their website is needforfeed.org if you'd like to help out. Have a good one, Graham. Thank you. Graham Cockrell. We've just lost him there by the sounds of things, but thankfully we got to talk to him before the phone line broke up. He's the Need for Feed founder and coordinator, and this program and others on 2GB assisted about a year ago with a similar thing here in New South Wales. They're doing it tough in Victoria. It's good to know that there are people out there, generally strangers as well, who go and help people they've never met before. And imagine that, turning up on Australia Day on a public holiday and saying, we're just here to help people that you don't even know, but they're in trouble. Needforfeed.org is the website, needforfeed.org, if you'd like to help out.